brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fitz, big news just breaking at DrudgeReport.com. We're getting it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, but we're going to integrate it in with the Standard & Poor's, what just 2 months ago said the U.S. is in danger of losing its AAA rating, meaning instead of owing $14 trillion, it would go up exponentially to the bankers, to the insiders. Now Moody's warns risk of U.S. losing its credit rating. I mean, it looks like the big implosion is getting close. What do you see?
Well, I'm skeptical of a big implosion. I think we have a political explosion about to happen, Alex, which is if you look at the Fed budget, there's a competition between interest on the debt, the military, and retirees. And I think part of what you're watching is a political move to set the retirees to get their benefits cut. And that this is really a political explosion more than an economic implosion. So I'm skeptical because if you look at the fundamental economics, there doesn't, you know, the U.S. credit rating doesn't have to, as an economic matter, get worse. And so I'm not saying they're not running it in a highly irresponsible or financially irresponsible way, but I think what you're watching is a political move underway.
Expand on that.
Okay, so if you look at the federal budget, we're running very significant deficits, and for many, many years, the baby boomers, my generation, has been net energy plus. We put our money in Social Security, and that money is used to finance the deficit. Well, now that we've started to retire, of course, it's turning net negative. And so if you're the Congress or the Senate, your big question is, well, am I going to continue to pay the interest on the debt? Well, yes, I want to do that because I want to continue to float the debt. Or do I want to pay the military? Well, yes, I do, because they're running around the world making sure the Chinese buy more treasuries. Or do I want to pay the retirees who are now net cash flow negative to the budget? And so that's the politically weak group. And if you look at the national debt, we have tremendous amounts of contingent liabilities for Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. So there's a political squeeze coming where now that you shift off the retirees' money, you're going to cut their benefits. And so I think what you're watching is the positioning of all the parties in the financial ecosystem to start to say, oh, well, the responsible thing to do is to cut Social Security and cut Medicare and Medicaid and to cut the sort of social safety net. And that's part of this move. So I think...
Yeah, they're getting ready for the austerity, but then the taxes will still go up because they've now gotten us in this third world position where everything goes to the private bankers who got all this through fraud.
Well, if you want to ask where the money is, I mean, the first thing I would ask is not sort of looking at the federal deficit today. We know that there are trillions of dollars that went missing in the federal government, and there are trillions of dollars that disappeared on the bailout. And so my attitude, I think of this as like a milk bucket that's got a hole in the bottom where money is disappearing into all these places mysteriously, and people keep telling me there's no milk in the milk bucket, and I have to put more in. Well, my attitude is, first of all, I want to know where all the money disappeared to. Then I want to stop the hole, because I don't want to put more milk in a bucket that's got a hole in the
bottom.
But
now we know, thanks to some of the lawsuits by AP and Bloomberg, that almost all of it went to offshore classic Rothschild banks and things like that. So, I mean, we've just been completely swamped.
If you look at this amount of money, Alex, it's much too much money to just make the Rothschilds rich. In other words, you know, you're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars. That is a fundamental difference in how the whole planet is being run.
Yeah, they're sucking the blood out to rewrite the planet. Incredible. Do you agree with that statement?
Right. They're re-engineering governance on planet Earth. It's that big. And that's the issue that's got to be dealt with before we decide who puts it in.
Oh, I hear you. Great job. Right. Solari.com. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Alan Watts, straight ahead.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Alan Watt is one of the most well-read researchers who has a deep understanding of the globalist master plan of anybody I've ever talked to, because I've done exhaustive, ongoing, deep research, and Alan's one of the few people that I can actually routinely learn something from, and we always have great banter back and forth as we basically integrate our information together. He's with us for the rest of the hour. There's so many world news issues, so many things happening. I know we've got callers holding. I will get to you with Alan, those that are holding at least. If I go through those calls, I'll give the number out again for other folks to join us. In fact, here's the number, 800-259-9231. But we have all of these, you know, incredible economic implosions that have been designed. I made Obama deception more than 2 years ago, broke down everything Obama would do. And it's as if it was prophecy. It's not. We understand the blueprint. We understand who these puppets are. Fall of the Republic, part two, year and a half ago. Alan Watts in that. Incredible. Breaks it down even more detail. It's really the Obama deception part two, but it's called Fall of the Republic. Those are DVDs, by the way, available at Infowars.com. You may know all about this information, but your friends and family don't. They're ready to hear the truth. More and more of them are. Now is the time to give them the truth. The fact that my show has gone from being off and on between 50 and 100 affiliates over the years, it moves back and forth, the stations are bought and sold and things, to now gaining three affiliates, big, large stations in large cities, larger media groups, not the big giant Clear Channel, but others below that, the next tier down, are putting me on the air is because they realize their children have no future. I've talked to some of these program directors. I've talked to some of these station owners and network owners. They now know we were right about this. They now know the world government is real. I mean, here I am on the cover of Talkers Magazine in March, keynote speaker this year. Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, folks like that are going to be there. They say fastest growing radio show in the country, rewriting the media paradigm. Now, my point is not to brag about my success. It's to point out the truth is starting to really get some purchase. Purchase when you're climbing up a mountain. We're starting to really get some toe holds, some finger holds to be able to really get out of this ditch we're in. I know the globalists are not invincible, but they are impregnable and invincible if you will not research the facts and face the full horror of these eugenics madmen and their master plan. You are handicapped. I am handicapped mentally by not facing just how wicked they are. Now, I've covered a lot of news today, but I want to bring up to Alan Watt first, and we'll get into some of the more contemporary news with him. Press releases by CERN, where they admit they created a quark gluon plasma, a particle of it by the speed of light accelerating lead together, which in their own calculations they admit could destroy the planet Earth, but they still did it and are preparing to do thousands more tests. They did create it. It weighs a centimeter sugar cube size, would weigh 40 billion tons, or many times more than the heart of a sun. It's close to black hole mass level. They go on to describe the unique material is 100,000 times hotter than the sun and denser than any known object other than a black hole. Now, before they started doing these tests, top physicists came out and said this thing could sink to the center of the Earth, then start pulling mass in, might grow for a year, 20 years, they don't know, depending on its size, and then suddenly you wouldn't know anything until it went to its next division and its next level of mass, and the whole planet would be imploded, just like in the last Star Trek movie that came out a year ago. They're throwing this in your face, and while Alan's talking, we'll show that clip of the planet being imploded behind us. They're coming out with open-air genetically engineered species. They've got this new super E. coli that is a super mutation and highly infectious and toxic and resistant to antibiotics. Meanwhile, we have now many years in Europe and the U.S. of live viruses being sprayed on the E. coli, on the rotten meat they feed us, so they can still feed it to us. Top scientists said it's a live vaccine. It will give rise to super mutations of E. coli. We drink E. coli feces in the aspartame, a chemical weapon. If you don't believe me, folks, just search manufacturing process aspartame. I mean, I could go on for hours of how the globalists are pell-mell trying to destroy the creation, claiming they're trying to protect it, writing countless volumes about how they believe they're going to merge with machines and become God. They may have all the power, issue all the currency, but they're power mad like Caligula and are probably going to destroy the Earth. Alan Watt, what are we facing? Why are they attempting to one-up each other on who can destroy the planet?
It's difficult to know, Alex, if they're really planning to do this kind of thing, or are they telling us they have this technology to terrify us even more into a state of abject terror, because we're in the age member of terror creation, and this is part of terror creation as well. And no doubt they have all of this technology and probably had it for an awful long time. Whenever they discuss to the public by the media that they're working on something, is generally obsolete long ago. They've had it for many, many, many years. So I think part of it really is to add to the tension and the fearfulness in society in general, because with most people you understand who don't follow the real news, they follow the standard news, they do believe what they're told, and that fear acts upon them, and they turn to government to help them and look after them like children, and that's the intention of fear creation. And I really think this is part of it, too. They've had this technology, I'm sure, for many years.
Well, Alan, expanding on all of this, And looking at what the globalists are up to, clearly they are approving things. They are rolling out GMO systems. And I've talked to the top scientists that were involved in developing many of these systems. They admit they don't even know how this stuff's going to mutate. Or are you saying that this is a split off technological civilization, that they're more advanced than we know?
Well, going back to big planners, people who took part in shaping the culture that we've lived through in our lifetime, who was born long before us, the Bertrand Russell. Bertrand Russell said eventually the elite will be almost like a separate species. Well, I think technically they are, because you see, they're given access to very high technologies and sciences, not the lower type that we're all used to, not the stuff that comes out in popular science. And I think their whole ability to defeat virus and the bacterium in the system is using a different technology altogether. They're certainly not stuck on penicillin and so on, as we are. So they're not bothered about that. They're immune. They're immune to most of these deadly diseases. And part of the payoff they give the lackey politicians, the higher politicians, is to get in on inoculations of their family and themselves with the real stuff that will, one shot probably will stop all bacterium from taking off in your system. Instead of going after individual bacterium, they'll kill every deadly type of bacterium before it starts to take off in your body. And so they've had this for an awful long time. Back in the 80s, for instance, in the US, Canada, and the British Commonwealth countries, the same year, I think it was 85, 86, the government suddenly just stated that all politicians and families and the higher bureaucrats of the country would be given access to full medical treatment in high technological military establishments. And I thought, well, why is that when they've got the best hospitals elsewhere for the public and all that? And I knew something was up then. And I remember when different outbreaks hit Canada, the politicians, for instance, the flesh-eating bacterium suddenly hits the country. And one of the politicians in the federal government came down with it. It transpired that he was given shots in his arm, and in his leg, sorry, and that's where he got the flesh-eating bacteria. And the same article said his wife and daughter also had it to a minor degree, and they both had it in their arm. So they were given shots against this stuff. The general public weren't. And you always find one person in maybe 10,000 who'll get a more live bacterium.
By the way, Alan, we saw that 2 years ago when it came out that Merkel and the government officials were being given a special, quote, clean vaccine. Then we learned in England and the U.S., they have special medical divisions that serve them, and they're given something else than us. So clearly this is going on.
And also, too, remember when Lady Diana was on the go doing her partying across the world, a reporter was allowed to follow her for 2 or 3 weeks. And he saw her lifestyle, and the promiscuity was incredible in that class of being. And he asked one question towards the last week, the last few days, and he said, aren't any of you worried about getting AIDS or venereal disease? And he said there was a stunned silence. They all looked at each other like he was crazy. Well, and I figured out, I said, because they've all got the real shots that stop all of that. They don't get these things like we do.
Well, that's right. Science, and more of this is being admitted, that there is a breakaway civilization under national security. And now we know that, you know, it wasn't just H.G. Wells pre-1900 writing about atomic weapons. We now know there were books written in the 1850s about atomic weapons, and that it really wasn't just Max Planck in 1900 that developed the idea. And then we see the stealth helicopter with the fake bin Laden killing, crashing. They now admit they want the whole military to go drone and robot, so, and they'll have robots working on the drones and the robots, where humans won't even be needed. That's why they call it the end of history, the end of humanity, why the future doesn't need us.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. It's all part of that. And towards the end, all of the big writers, from Charles Galton Darwin all the way down to the present time, the United Nations talk about the need to rapidly reduce the population. Rockefeller, in his last major world speech with the Lucky Gene Club, as they call it, said the same thing. We need rapid depopulation. So this is the time now to start bringing out the killer bacterium, which will affect the general population. We've already had an outbreak in Ontario now. It's come supposedly from Pakistan. And it's not really...
Yeah, sure. Stay there. Stay there. We'll be right back. Meanwhile, the UN just got caught again shooting kids up with polio.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Okay, Alan Watt is back with us. Got a better phone connection with him. Alan, looking at the current economic implosion and what's happening right now, the IMF, the World Bank documents are on record. We told people decades ago that they would implode the world economy through derivatives when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, that they would then offer a new global government as the bank of the world, as the solution. We've got more news reports where the federal government admits that the cap and trade is a carbon tax to shut down our industrial operations. In fact, here it is, CNS News. Obama's commerce nominee, cap and trade good for hiding carbon taxes. And they go on to shut down industrial operations. See, people don't get this. The monopoly men want to shut down industrial operations. They want to make us dependent. They want to herd us into the cities. They don't want alternative energy. It's the opposite of that. But to control that movement, they then try to finance it with the tax incentives so they can direct it in the way they want. And now, debt fears. U.S. rating could be placed under review, warns Moody's. It was Standard & Poor's 2 months ago. That's two of the three rating agencies. Gives lawmakers until mid-July to show progress in talks. That means cutting the benefits, raising taxes, giving the bankers more, or they'll raise the debt level. The economic horror as data plunges. Joblessness increases. So I thought the economy was great, Alan. Where are they going? What do the globalists want to do?
Well, they've said it many times, even long ago. They said there must never be another America across the world, and the best thing they could do was dismantle all the industry within America. That was all part of this big plan. And this is the phase you're going through now. I've said for years that as America, which was the military machine to standardize the world for the big boys, when they were finishing off the last of their jobs, they'd pull the rug from under their feet at home. And that's what you're seeing now. And you understand, too, nothing is debated in front of the public. Nothing of any import is debated at all. It's done in very high meetings with high-level bureaucrats from across the world signing agreements.
Well, we got that from the SPP and other documents that have been, lawsuits have been filed to get them. They go into these North American Union EU meetings. The Fortune 100 is there, and they actually tell the leaders of the different federal departments what they're going to do, and they absolutely click their heels and follow it.
Yes, they call the guys Sherpas. Sherpas are the bureaucrats who spend a year traveling across the world negotiating with other countries' bureaucrats, and they draft up all the stuff that's signed at these G8 and G20 meetings, and they're just going to have a big party at the G20 meetings and sign their names to the documents. When Rothschild came out in Britain and said that his family's private bank in Switzerland would handle all the carbon trade for the planet, backed by Al Gore, of course, then when you make an announcement like that, they're not giving you a suggestion. They're telling you how it's going to be. This is a must-be, as they call it. It's not going to be debated through any Congress or Parliament. It's simply done. And that's when they go to some such work and spend years setting the whole system up, they don't back off and say the public don't want it. We better give them public what they want. That doesn't happen. But there's no input at all in today's society of anything called democracy, unless you're an NGO funded by the foundations. So Australia, as you know, it's really almost a feminist government now, Fabian socialist, and they're the first ones to go carbon neutral, as they call it. But half the farmers now can't even plant on their lands because they're classified as carbon sinks. So you still got to pay for the land. No one wants to buy it, so you've got to keep paying the taxes for it, and that's you stuck for life. There's no compensation. There's nothing. That's just to be the way across the whole world, except for a few countries that are favored countries. And we know the up-and-coming nations, Brazil, we've got Brazil, India, China is still classed, by the way, as an up-and-coming country, even though it's the manufacturer for the whole planet. They've got tax exemptions. They have, for all investments, by the way, 15 years free tax if you come in to build a factory there.
And what they do is they shut down all the Western zones and then say no taxes, basically, to go to China or India. And then everything moves there because those countries are already under a tyranny, and it's meant to lower the standard of the rest of the globe. It's all on record. And when you mention, I have the newscast out of England and Australia, how good half the farmland is now off limits. You can't use it. And then they tell the farmers, but you still got to pay the full tax on it. But then what they do is once they go bankrupt, the government buys it and then gives it to Fortune 500 and then removes the exemptions, just like Obama with the health care, giving over 2,000 waivers to his friends where they don't have to buy the health care, but you do. And General Electric is exempt from the carbon taxes. It's pure mafia evil, just total crime out in the open.
You can remember, too, Alex, that everything changed in the 70s when the Club of Rome. Now, the Club of Rome is a big premier think tank. Whatever they think about in the big think tanks becomes the way of the future, and everyone listens to them. That's why they're paid to do what they do. And they're given the tasks of how to con the public under different guises. Global warming was one. They were the guys who dreamed up global warming.
Yeah, let's break it down, because you've got all the documents. We've covered it in Endgame. It's premeditated evil. They admit it is. Will the yuppies wake up? Never. They love being con. They love being hurt. They love being schmucks. They love being scammed.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A handful of European families with unlimited money and resources who looked at past oligarchies who had been public and been overthrown and said, let's go behind the scenes, let's operate through stealth, let's buy off the universities, the publishing houses. And they all wrote books, you know, later that were basically just circulated amongst themselves bragging about this. In more modern times, Men in Power is a political retrospective, 1992. Helmut Schmidt, former German chancellor, admits the whole thing. Carol Quigley, Georgetown political science professor, Bill Clinton's mentor, allowed into the State Department CIA archives. They only print 1,000 copies so that CIA and State Department folks could understand what they were doing. Well, how are we for communists, but we fund them? You know, how are we against fascists, but we fund them? And he explains it all because, you know, their operatives have to understand. And then, of course, the plates got out. It got republished. People didn't care what he said. Then he died, and it's admittedly written by him. And you read it, and it's like you're reading what's happening today. And here's the deal. They believe the world belongs to them, just like our ancestors came to America. It's standard procedure, actually, and said, well, let's just kill all the natives. Let's just kill them. Let's just take their land. It took about 100 years to really demonize them. At first, it didn't work like that. It was just people. But then other native groups would come say, help us wipe out this group. Oh, the natives were just as bad as the white people. It's humans, folks. But there's British manuals that are in the National Archives for the French and Indian War about open the sores, have the doctor or the surgeon, two different things, open the sores of your men that have the pustules of the pox. Spread it liberally upon the blanket. Make sure that within one day it works best to deliver it to the Indians. Biological warfare. And so the globalists, I mean, look at every culture. The Israelites, ordered, go in, kill everybody, take the land. Don't even keep their animals. Kill their animals as well. Every culture, the Romans would go in, wipe out entire groups. This is standard procedure. But they're just getting us ready for that great point. Alan Watt, how close are we until the globalists go ahead and start really wiping folks out en masse? Or do they want to first dehumanize us and toy with us a bit more and just watch us die of the cancers and the diabetes and the GMO? Because in most of their documents, as you know, they talk about once the real planetary control system's in place, they want to go ahead and devastate a billion and then get everybody scared. We'll all run to their arms and keep us safe from the terrorists or keep us safe from the mutations. And we'll take care of you, honey. And then they kill 2 billion and now we're down to 6 billion. Then they wipe out another 2 billion. They more and more, they're not just saying they want to kill 80% as the UN documents, and that's the standard number. Now they're having debates about, should we kill all humans? Are humans a parasite disease? Alan Watt, what is their master plan? In like 5 minutes, what are they planning to do from your research?
Well, first, just touch on what they've already done. And since the 50s, they've given us the cancer vaccines. They've given us GMO food. We've had pesticides from military industrial waste put on as fertilizer since World War II. Cancer is going to kill everybody that's alive today. So they have been killing us off on quite a good hop, actually, quite a good clip since the 50s. But it's not enough. It's not fast enough now. Abortion, of course, is ratcheted up too. I noticed even in today's paper, they say that the census in the U.S. says that there are far fewer births now in America than they've ever had before, and that'll get worse as the economy goes down the hill. So
that's right. The entire West is dying. Replacement rate of 1.3 for every two adults, 1.3. And of course, it'll be impossible now to pay for the baby boomers. That was designed that way, so they're going to have to be killed.
Yes, and what they've also said in Britain and the Canada, and the U.S. at the same time, by the way, because Harper did the same thing in Canada. He's trying to bring more young foreigners in to replace the people who are dying off, healthy young people who can, again, pay off the national debt. That's the excuse for it. But so they accomplish a whole bunch of things. They deculturalize the people by bringing in the most diverse cultures en masse, large groups who will not assimilate.
And then you make them the cops and the CPS workers. I've had members of British Parliament on. Most of the CPS there are Eastern Europeans who came from Soviet terror, and then they can't speak English, and they take your kid and billy club you. I mean, it's just siege forces of foreigners, yes.
Yes, and Tony Blair, the assistant prime minister to Tony Blair, came out and said that their orders were to, again, open the floodgates to immigration, again, from those diverse cultures to eradicate the last vestiges of British culture. It must be gone forever. So totally destroy the culture. The people who come in have no loyalty to the country. They don't know what democracy or republicanism means, don't care to know. They're being well paid for taking over. But as I say, it's not fast enough a kill. The next part is the rapid deurbanization into the major cities. That all their major books have said this would be the final part. And then once in there, they'll have you on extreme rationing for food. The UN has said that too, by the way, when they set up the UN's Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, food is a weapon. Henry Kissinger's Memorandum 200,
yep.
The 96 UN food meeting Beijing. We will use it as a weapon. We're going to kill you. Post-industrial. We are murderers, but we're liberal, so it's cute and funny.
That's right. And then, of course, once you're crammed together and you're on a poor diet, you're wide open to all infections, and then they will release the proper infections in the right places at the right time. And again, it'll be made to sound quite natural. Oh, it's just this and it's that by the media. It's as poor.
Well, they're already pre-programming, you call it predictive programming, all these shows on history, discovery, books, end caps at grocery stores, the world after man, the end of humanity, Earth is going to throw us off.
super plagues are coming because we're overpopulated. Then you have all the documents they're creating. It. I mean, it's now been released that the mainline document here openly the USDA is funding corn that sterilizes you, rice that sterilizes you, but then, and I've got all the links up on Infowars.com, and then meanwhile, the ones they've already made do this, they're already doing it.
They've been sterilizing us gradually from 1950 onwards via the polio vaccine and others as well. And as you say, I mean, Rockefeller's gold and rice project for the third world countries, that's the side effect of it. It sterilizes the men. They've known that for years, and they promote that through the United Nations. So we're really getting hit hard with it. They don't want us to live very long. And they've got the timetables, too. They want us to be vastly reduced by the year 2030. And then between 30 and 50, they'll bring in their new super city states across the world, the end of nations, just a few very high-tech super cities where those who are deemed worthy to come through will live, who will be very valuable to their system or their city state. Scientific elite, technocrats, that kind of thing. But they don't need the old type manual labor, the semi-skilled workers, and they don't need...
You just hit on something key, and I want to expand on that. If you actually read their documents, as you've done, but for folks that want to go look into this, they have 10 regions, but they destroy the nation state. They want it all weak with just global corporate rules with then heavily armed city states with their own private... mercenary military. So they're actually going back to the feudal system. It's not really one big loving globe. It's city-states together waging war against the barbarian populations as they see us. Basically, it's the elite telling us through the Sean Connery film, Zardoz.
That's right. Zardoz was a great wake-up, and most folk missed what it meant. But it was the whole eugenics plan right there. And again, a super elite who would come through and live in a big shielded bubble-type city, force fields, live forever. Because David Suzuki in Canada said a few years ago on CBC television...
Called us maggots.
Yeah, he said, now we can make a person live for 500 years if we so wish. And he's a geneticist as well, as a human hater.
They've already found all the gene triggers. They're not giving it to us. They could give us extended life. We could have off-world colonies, but we don't get any of that. We get to be exterminated like cockroaches, and these people get to go onto the stars, and the yuppies love it.
Yes, and also, I mean, I've read the articles and the books by the people like Charles Galton Darwin, and then they truly believe in Darwinism. They believe, and they always give you the same analogies of the bacteria working on the soil. In comes a fungus after that and dies away, preparing the soil for the acorn to grow. What they're saying is, you see, we, the working type people, the average people in the middle classes, are all preparing the soil for them, for the oak tree to go on.
We're the cocoon, and that's what all their writers and culture makers, like Arthur C. Clarke, tell us on the mission. We're going to have to decide who's purified, and yes, the elite's going to have to fight the computer, their own creation as well, to decide who is reborn into the Luciferian Superman.
Yes, and also, too, they're quite, they've been testing clones for many, many years in secret bases, and islands, too, of course, offshore. And they can literally create their new types of slaves, exactly like Huxley said in Brave New World. And so they've no problem about that.
By the way, that's admitted. Washington Post 7 years ago had a little footnote about Argentina with part human, part chimpanzees in U.S. government labs, but you're not allowed to see them. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so they're all set to do that. So our only function right now is to pay taxes, provide the troops for finishing off the countries that won't go under and join the system. And that's it. Our job is literally done. They've taken away the industry. They don't need us anymore. And they're already, again, as you well know, they're putting in the rewilding projects. They're putting in pumas into Florida and stuff like this.
And they write books. I mean, take Bill Joy, co-owner of Sun Microsystems. He writes in 99, April issue Wired Magazine, he said, I went to him in a meeting, 200 computer company owners, and we talked about, do we kill everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote an article saying, we're discussing if we're going to entertain you and let you hurt the earth, or we're going to kill you. And the decision is kill you. And the yuppies are like, oh, that's good. You know what I like? I like how the yuppies all say, yeah, well, there are too many people. Like, they're part of the elite, Alan. Like
well,
they're not
again,
being targeted.
I've watched so many science fiction movies down through their lifetime that they really do believe, yeah, I know all this stuff, therefore I'm somehow in the right club. No, knowing about it doesn't mean you're in the right club at all. These guys know who they want. They picked they selected the families many years ago who will come through this. And they don't need the rest of us at all. We're expendable, completely expendable. Yeah.
And, you know, my dad was approached because he was top of his class by UT when he was a junior in high school. They took 160 of them in there, and then they took a few of the smartest, I think he said six of them aside, and openly said, we're setting up world government. Eugenics is good. Hitler had the wrong idea. He only went after certain groups. We're going after everybody. And my dad was creeped out by it got out of the program. But that goes on at every university. And they just go around picking through the people they want to be their minions, and all the rest of us are scheduled to be killed.
Yes. And again, Bertrand Russell did a very good article on that. He said that he says we give scholarships to the brighter ones. We bring them into the Ivy League universities. And if they fulfill certain conditions, like giving up their family, forgetting their family, forgetting their past, and joining the club, then they would be very useful. He said if they will not give up their families, if they still want to be attached to the lower class they came from, then we must get rid of them. And he said those who are very intelligent and who will not join us are a problem. Therefore, they must be eradicated or eliminated. Yeah.
And that's why the police openly are taught the founding fathers are bad, liberty is bad, and they won't hire police with over 100 IQ. That's now confirmed. That's
anyone today, Alex, anyone who has an ability to communicate what is happening to the public, we're down on every single list for first collection when it comes along. We're all down on the list. They all have them. Yeah, all countries have them. Yeah.
And through compartmentalization, they take... The funny thing is we're trying to save the dumbed-down brutish people, but they are the attack dogs of the people that are soft-killing them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they love it.
Most people will never believe that other human beings cold-bloodedly sit down at tables and draft up plans on how to kill them. They cannot believe that. They think that's something from the past, some ancient past somewhere. They think that Hitler or Stalin were aberrants. They don't realize, no, that the real aberrants are picked on every generation to work in the big think tanks and for government to work on these very problems. And they're just like farmers. They look at the farm, and if the cattle aren't producing, you don't keep feeding them like pets. You kill them. You kill them off. And literally, that's how they describe the public. They're the farmers, we're the cattle, and we're not producing. There's no more purpose for us.
And this is their philosophy, thousands of books, statements, all admitted, all out in the open. Rockefeller Foundation about how they're going to sterilize us, 1966, all being done, all happening. But the average cop listening says, I don't care. I decide to not believe this. I like my petty power. Alex Jones is bad. Alan Watt is bad. He's saying my government isn't good, and for that petty power, they will sell themselves and their whole family right into death. But then they're not the bad guys compared to the yuppies.
And you also have a generation who've been purposely bred, bred and raised on video games, kill, 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 who wins, guys with the black uniforms, I want power, I don't want to be in a losing side. And that's a generation that's grown up now who wear the uniforms. They're perfect for this time in history. They're bred and created for this time in history. And when their job is over and there's nobody to beat up and put in prison, then they're disposed of too.
Well, that's why in all the really internal Pentagon documents and FBI documents, it's the veterans that they hate the most. Because, that's a killing machine that we've statistically noticed after 30 tends to wake up to what happened as they become more mature. We've got to focus on them. We've got to bring them into our VAs. We got to shoot them up. That's why they all use delay kill weapons on them, like DU and things that are perfect to kill you 10, 20 years after you get out. It's all been actuaried. It's all been figured out perfectly.
Yeah, after the Vietnam War, the U.S. did put some drafts about that thing. They're afraid that these guys, now that they're fully trained in armaments and warfare, they might turn on the government. So you've noticed since about 1980 onwards, they started to experiment with these drugs on all the troops across all of the countries, by the way, for NATO.
and give them drugs which makes them hallucinate. They have flashbacks. They go berserk when they come back home and drive.
They give them pills. They give them pills where they, quote, don't remember the bad memories. Mm-hmm. And please continue.
Yes, and lots of them are physically wrecked by the injections they get. They become crippled with all kinds of really old age diseases. They come down quickly with osteoarthritis and things like this.
But as long as the globalists run TV ads with jingoistic, how much we love the troops, and if they're on the airplane, the pilot says, thank the troops that are on board, not let's not steal their pension funds, let's not inject them with cancer viruses. It's just as long as we tell them we care about them. Again, it's perception is reality.
Everything's run like a big assembly line, really. And all that to get out of the troops is maybe 2 to 4 years. That's all they need them for. And it's always a fresh bunch of unemployed to take their place. And it's an ongoing thing because really we're self-sustaining, basically.
And they want insecure poor people who feel like they were nothing. They take them, sleep deprivised, shave their heads, classic cult brainwashing. Then they tell them, you're now built back up. You now serve the system. You live forever. But really the system sees them as a worthless animal, as Henry Kissinger told them. Are you animals? Do you have the will to look at the enemy program and understand who they are and join the Republic and defeat the globalists? Or will you serve your own destruction?
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I really love the banter back and forth with Alan Watt because it really illustrates how serious all this is. We're going 5 minutes into overdrive the next hour. It's very frustrating and painful, though, to study this all the time, to know how real it is, to read the books they write about how we're scum and they're going to win and it's a total revolution. They've taken their time. That, you know, it's, they're so dedicated. They're so hateful towards humanity. They hate each other as well. And it's because the gullibility of good people has allowed this to happen. And now it's all coming to a head, but a lot of positive things are happening in the awakening as well. Alan, in all the news you've been seeing lately, what strikes you as most important, you know, in the current diversions that are going on? The attempt to start war with Pakistan and China, or where do you see all this going?
They're already at war with Pakistan. They've been giving them polio vaccines now that are giving the Pakistanis polio. That's out in today's news. And through the World Health Organization, which is used as warfare purposes, too. That's what the UN is, in fact.
Oh, everywhere they go, they inject them with live weaponized, they kill them, it's freedom.
Yeah. And also, and at least the Pakistanis are waking up. What I see now, though, is that the big banks who own all the big multinational corporations that are going not only into big bombs and so on and drones, also going into all your surveillance. They own all your surveillance systems. They're now giving over, but it's an article here, but from the Scotland Herald, the newspaper, they're privatizing the British military's nuclear arms industry. That all the bases with nuclear armaments have been given over to Lockheed Martin, a private company. So this is the start now of the takeover of the same big bunch, the private consortiums taking over literally all of your armaments and running the bases. They're the bosses over the governmental military. That's happened already. So that's been agreed in Britain to give it over lock, stock, and barrel. Nuclear submarines, all the Trident missiles, everything to Lockheed Martin to run all these bases. So we're seeing it going exactly the same way as Quigley said, a new feudal system, and the CEOs of the corporations are the new feudal overlords. You know.
So. By the way, I've got the Natural News report, and they've got links to UNICEF admitting it. 78% of Pakistani children with polio were given polio vaccines, and we saw that the last, well, really 50 years in a row, but every year it's little AP, CBS News articles. We put them up last year. Oh, the UN accidentally gave weaponized polio orally or by shot to kids in Brazil, kids in South Africa, kids in Pakistan. It's an accident.
The ones they gave them in Nigeria, the World Health Organization, was the oral vaccine. And it's a live vaccine for polio. And they ended up giving them a new strain of polio to which there's no treatment at all.
Oh.
So they're being killed off. And that's, again, what Kissinger said. He said...
And they do it out in the open, and they get caught over and over again. Yeah. But somebody kidnaps one kid. The police are on the news. Everybody's freaking out. Fox News. The government cares about you, this one child. Meanwhile, they're murdering people en masse. Giant child kidnapping rings. Killing whoever they want. Spiking over 100 million Americans. The CDC admits died from cancers, viruses, SV40 in the flu, in the polio. I mean, it's all... admitted. But people won't wake up to the murdering going on.
I believe it. They cannot believe because they watch TV and their comedy shows and the familiar faces and their favorite newscasters. They can't believe that human beings they cannot believe there are human beings completely different from themselves who run the world. They cannot believe it, that monsters could do this. Therefore, they don't want to believe it, and they choose not to.
Yeah, well, there you go. I was even unaware of the latest Pakistan round. For what, 4 or 5 years they've been there injecting them with live polio.
Yep.
And then Pakistan's government's paid off. They let the UN in to continue it, and the UN's been caught injecting kids with HIV. They've been caught, I mean, but again, they're the UN. Miss America likes them, so it's okay. I mean, come on. Paralyzing and killing kids is loving. Come on. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.